Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to hear from your word, to hear what it is that you have to say. Open our hearts, Lord, to hear what you have to say and enjoy it. And we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So, I know it's kind of shocking, but it's Christmas time. I'm not sure what happened. I thought it was, you know, still the beginning of 2022, and it's just gone now. I don't know what happened to it. We're almost done. It's Christmas time, you know, and one of the big things, we have Christmas time, we have all the decorations and all the stuff that goes along with it, the family stuff and the fun things. And one of those things that we do at Christmas time is give gifts. We give gifts to one another. And so, you know, coming up with gifts for people can sometimes be stressful and frustrating. And be quiet, you peanut gallery. And so, you know, I just want to offer a suggestion. You know, for giving a gift at Christmas time, or really any time, but Christmas time. And that's that you give the gift of forgiveness. It's a wonderful gift. It's an amazing gift. It comes in many different sizes and shapes. You know, there's forgiveness for small slights. I mean, it's there all the time. You just little gifts all the time. You can hand that out. I think you can keep those in your pocket and just hand them to people. Forgiveness for little slights and irritations. Forgiveness for offenses. For your own expectations. I mean, that's a great one. That's another great one. Probably keep that in your... You might have to keep that one in the bag. You know? And then, you know, you got to get to the bigger one, you know, for the big ones, you know. Forgiving people for betrayal. You know, that might take a little bit more. It might be a little bigger. You know, and then you can forgive people for trespasses, where they've wronged you, where they've seriously done you wrong. That might take a little bit of effort to get where it needs to go. But, you know, these are just a few ideas of the gifts of forgiveness that you can give. And, you know, like I said, there's many different sizes and shapes, colors, varieties. Forgiveness is an amazing gift. You know, Peter found out about this gift and he got so excited. He got absolutely thrilled about this idea of giving this gift of forgiveness away. And we see him talking to Jesus about it in Matthew 18. You know, if you want to look at Matthew 18, verse 20 and 21 and 22, Peter, so excited, he talks to Jesus, and he says, Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? He's like, can I only give him seven gifts? And Jesus said, No. I do not say to you, up to seven times, but up to seven times, 70 times seven. It's like, he gets to give the gift that many times. It is so versatile. It's like a never-ending gift. You can give it over and over and over and over to the same person. It's amazing. To the same person. You know? It's awesome. You know, because... And the reality is this is great for those people that you're close to, you know, because when you're close to people, you have a greater opportunity to give this gift. You know, this gift of forgiveness, it's great. And because we interact with them so much more. We're just always there with them, and we can just pull it out and give it to them. You know, when it comes up and it's like, ooh, this would be a great time to give that gift. This would be a great time to give that gift. I feel like giving a gift. And it's great that Jesus has given us permission to give it away so many times. So many times. And so many times in a day. One day. Man. 70 times 7. One day. That's a lot of gift giving. I mean, for those people who have the love language of gift giving, this ought to be your moment to shine. You just, over and over and over again, given the gift day in, day out. It's never-ending gift giving. I mean, you ought to feel like you're glowing. Forgiveness, it's a very powerful gift, a very powerful gift. And Jesus tells us how great it is. So if you want to turn with me to Matthew 18, and I'm going to share about, well, just turn there. Matthew 18 and verse 23. The kingdom of heaven, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he began to settle accounts, one had brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. That's a lot of money. A talent is considered a year's wages. A year's wages. 10,000 years wages. That's a lot of money. But he was not able to pay this, no doubt. His master commanded that he be sold and his wife and his children and all that he had, that the payment be made. You think about that. He owed him enough that it's 10,000 years worth of wages. And he said, sell everything he's got. You know that didn't cover it. This guy was not very good at investing. He made some bad investments and things just didn't work out for him. And so everything was going to be sold. And the servant therefore fell down before the master saying, have patience with me and I will repay you all. Yeah, right, I've heard that before. I've heard that before. No, I'll make it right. I'll make it right, I'll do it, I'll fix it. Then the master of the servant was moved with compassion and released him and forgave him his debt. There it is! It's the gift of forgiveness. Look at that. Look how awesome that is. He gave him that awesome gift. This king, he understood the power of this gift. He said, you know what? Here you go. My gift to you. You're forgiven. But the servant went out and found his other fellow servant who owed him 100 denarii. A denarius is a day's wage. 100 days. A little over 3 months. Which can be paid back. It can be done. Laid hands on him, took him by the throat and said, pay me what you owe me. So this fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Where have you heard that? I think he was just saying that just a little bit ago. And he would not, but he threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. He didn't understand the gift. He didn't understand the gift that he could have given. The servants were grieved, and they came and told their master all that had been done. Then the master had called him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt. I gave you a good gift because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And the master was angry and delivered him to the torture until he should pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father will also do to you if you do not, each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespass. The power of forgiveness. The great gift of forgiveness. Here's the danger of it. If you don't learn to give it away, you might lose it. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And you keep on giving. He didn't understand the gift that he was given. He didn't understand forgiveness. Obviously. Because it didn't enter into his heart. He had no compassion to give. The king knew this great gift and loved to give it away. But the king's servant didn't understand the gift. One of the great things about this gift is that it's the gift that keeps on giving. Once you've received it, you have to give it away. It's so awesome. this gift is so awesome that you want to give it away. Think about this. The guy was forgiven 100 years worth of money. Or 10,000 years worth of money. 10,000. And he wasn't grateful enough to forgive somebody for a few months worth of wages. He didn't get it. This gift of forgiveness is so awesome. It changes you. And since he didn't receive it, he lost it. It was taken from him. He didn't get to rejoice in it. He didn't get to give it away. He didn't get to get other people to participate in this great gift-giving of forgiveness. You know another great thing about this gift? Is that if we give it away, we show Jesus that we love him. John 14:5. If you love me, you keep my commandments. If we follow in the commands that Jesus gives, then we show that we love him. And if we give forgiveness, we show that we love Jesus. If you want to show Jesus that you love him, if you want to give him a gift this season, show him that you love him by forgiving. Give forgiveness to others. I mean, you can give them small ones or you can give them big ones. I suggest both and all. Give them as many gifts as you can. This gift can sometimes be hard to give away. It might seem too big or too hard to get there, but Jesus said, if we need help, all we have to do is ask. All we have to do is ask. John 16:23-24. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. All we have to do is ask. All we have to do is enter into giving away this gift is ask. If we have a hard time getting it where it needs to go, or maybe finding the right shape, the right size, the right bow, all we have to do is ask. It's an awesome gift. It's an awesome gift, forgiveness. We've all received it. And if you haven't received it, in Christ Jesus, we've received it. If you've received it, I encourage you to give it away. Give it away. As much as possible. As much as you want. And more than you want. Sometimes make it a sacrifice. Sometimes those are the best gifts. Give it away. As often as you can. If you don't have it, I encourage you to receive it. I encourage you to get it from God. If you feel like you've lost it, you better find it. Dust it off. Start digging in that box. You know? It's the gift that keeps on giving. You dig in that box and you start pulling them out. Little forgiveness. Ooh, there's bigger forgiveness right here. Sometimes you got to dig all the way in the box and go, oh, I got a big one right here. Oh, this one's got a name on it. Okay, this is one I need to do. Sometimes there's packages that we have to deliver that we may not want to. Do it anyway. Trust Jesus. Trust the kingdom. And let the forgiveness flow. That's it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you've given us such a great, tremendous, and awesome gift for our lives, that you've given us forgiveness. Lord, we ask that you would help us to give it away, to be filled with this forgiveness that you've given us, and to give it away in every situation and circumstance we find ourselves in. Lord, remind us that we have a gift to give. That when we get offended, when we get irritated, when we get frustrated, and we begin to get angry with people, remind us that we have a gift to give and to give it away and to show that we love you and that we love them and that we can glorify and magnify your name in this season, in this time, and in this world. We just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.